BBC News at 10 o'clock. The government's overall debt has reached £1 trillion for the first time. That's equivalent to 64% of Britain's annual economic output. Borrowing in December fell by more than expected to £13.7 billion, £2 billion less than a year earlier. The Swiss company which owns the Coryton oil refinery in Essex has filed for bankruptcy. Coryton provides 20% of the fuel supplies to southeast England. 1,000 jobs in the UK are at risk. An oil exploration company based in Edinburgh has withdrawn a plan to make a £2.5 million special payment to its chairman after pressure from shareholders. Yesterday, the Westminster government outlined proposals to curtail excessive boardroom pay awards. More details from BBC Scotland's business editor, Douglas Fraser.
Sir Bill Gammell, founder of Cairn Energy, is credited with steering it towards a hugely profitable oil find in the Indian desert. Next week, at a special meeting, shareholders will vote to distribute more than £2 billion of profit from selling on most of its stake there. The board had proposed that Sir Bill should be given the second of two special payments for pulling off the deal, together totalling nearly £4 million. But after advisers to shareholders flagged up concerns about those payments, Cairn Energy has withdrawn the proposal. The move comes as the government seeks to reform executive pay with more clarity and better oversight by shareholders.
The Health Secretary, Andrew Lansley, has rejected claims by a committee of MPs that hospitals are resorting to short-term salami slicing as they try to find efficiency savings. Mr. Lansley said a report from the Commons Health Select Committee was out of date and unfair to the NHS. At least 13 people have died in a series of car bombings in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. More than 70 people were wounded. Violence in Iraq has increased amid tension between the Shia-led government and the main Sunni-backed political group. Gulf states have said they're withdrawing their monitors from the Arab League mission to Syria. Saudi Arabia has already pulled out. BBC News.